It's going through literally your like your emotional state that we were just talking about is like a hurricane, and it's moving with all these emotions up and down and left and right. And the more that we can tap into getting more consciously aware of that, the better real estate investors and wholesalers we're going to be. You're going to get your first deal done. You're going to get the next deal done. So if we could unmute Daniel and get him on the call, because I want to hear his story.
Let's hey, Justin, it's Dan. For you.
There he is. What's up, buddy?
Hey, it happened,
dude. dude, congratulations, my friend. Congratulations.
Thank you, man. It was, you know, it's so funny how everything unfolded. You know, like we were like, we're closing on a Friday, and it actually happened. My end buyer actually ended up calling me and telling me, hey, congrats on your first deal. You know, it's great, and you know, we're all closed, we're all done. We're gonna overnight you your assignment check. And I was like, great. And they didn't specify it to come on Saturday. So I call them up and they're like, no, we didn't specify. And it came. So I had to wait until yesterday. I was there when I got home from work. But it was just funny how I had to wait to get paid. But man, you just said it and I appreciate everything you said, man. I grinded, man. And I didn't think it was going to happen. You know, I was getting doubtful, but I just kept going and persevering. Had a little bit of faith, a little bit of, you know, that the, you know, trust in the process, and it happened, man. And you know, depositing that check yesterday almost brought me to tears, you know, because I realized my whole life is, you know, has changed before my eyes, you know.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
And I asked them at the bank. I'm like, can I keep that check? They're like, no, we got to keep it. They're like, we'll make a copy for you. I was like, yes, because I want to. Because anytime I have doubt, I want to look at that and remember, like, hey, it's possible. You know, no matter how hard it gets, that I can. You know, I can persevere and I can get to the other side.
Dude, without question, man, I am so pumped. And I'm looking at your Voxer message. I'm looking at the check right now. So if we're on web right now, I'd be showing everybody, dude. But, guys, it's the real deal. $7,500 from the title attorney. So overnighted to him. It's a escrow check. And it was a life-changing check, man. And the $7,500 is great and all. But I think what he's just saying is it's a life changer, right? I mean, it's more than the money now.
Yeah, it doesn't even matter. The money is irrelevant, you know, in that, in the sense of, like, this deal. It's about starting something and just, like, pushing through it and having no idea what you're doing and learning on the way and making a ton of mistakes. And then everything that could possibly go wrong goes wrong and sticking with it. And then I finally get to the other side and it closes and I'm like, what? Like, no way. Like, this isn't real. You know, that's kind of what it felt like outside.
Dude, it does not. I remember that feeling too, man. Like, you're going to always remember this deal. You're going to do many, many deals. And people are like, oh, wow. What, you know, how many deals have you done? Or what property or what? You make, dude, I don't know. But I do remember the address and exactly how much I made on the first one. So, dude, congratulations, man. And is it safe to say that you almost wanted to quit? More than a few times.
Oh, without question. But I've learned something very important. You know, I'm a pretty young guy. I'm going to be turning 26 in a couple weeks. But I've learned not to listen to myself at times.
Yeah,
I could be my own worst enemy. You know, and you know. But yeah, of course, I wanted to quit, man. Every time something happened, that thought would come in, like, you know, you don't deserve it. You can't do this. This isn't going to happen. And I'm like, immediately, I'm like, screw that. I can do this, you know?
Mm-hmm. So you followed it up. You had, and then you did. You know, you were that, dude, see how relative this call is that we're talking about today for what just happened in your life? You know what I mean? Like, everything that you just accounted for your success is everything that we're talking about right here, guys. To get that first deal done, or to do or to go from one deal a month to five deals a month. Dude, the guy that's been doing one deal a month or two deals a month for 5 years will have to go through that same process that Daniel just went through. It's the same thing. Because now all of a sudden we're going, oh, well, I'm used to spending, you know, $1,000 in direct mail, and I'm used to taking the calls myself, and I'm used to talking to the title company, and I'm used to talking and selling and marketing the contract. But then we got to implement what the 10-hour wholesaler way. right? We got to implement the mobile wholesaling way when we're outsourcing. So there is a learning curve. And so at every point, guys, you're going to go through this internal thing, you know? Now, I will say, there's another guy, I think he's, I'm sure he's on the call. Actually, and Daniel, I'm not moving off of you, dude. I want to stay on you,
man,
because I'm just literally over the moon on you, because I feel like I went with you through that emotional roller coaster with you. You know what I mean? And I just felt for you, like when another big obstacle hit you, and just like what it felt like, and you're just like, what, dude, is this really how it is? But let me tell you, dude, with that deal, you've learned of a you now have like 2 years worth of experience. So,
hey man, I'll take that any day, man. I'm grateful, because you know what? At the end of the day, I don't look at it was the journey, man, and it made that money. Even though it's, you know, it's not, hey, listen, it's not a ton of money, but that money means so much to me, because I worked for every penny of that. Nobody can tell me I didn't.
You did, dude. You worked your tail off for that. You did. You did. And here's what I want to say, guys. This is not to be like, oh, my God, this is so hard. It's not. But it can be. But the truth is, what he, and do you guys see the trend here? Sai says, my hardest deal was my first deal. Now, there was definitely a lot of BS and a lot of problems that happened. Daniel, that's my first deal was my hardest deal. And I say the same thing. My first two deals, I actually didn't make any money on. I lost both of them. I lost the deposit money. But what felt so hard, guys, was really the emotional intelligence, man, that Sai and I were just talking about. It's the emotional decisions. It's leveraging and tapping into in the beginning. If you don't know what to do, if you don't know what that means, if you're like, well, great, what is emotional intelligence? Very simple. Tap into what Daniel and what Sai just did, which is when they say to themselves, dude, I don't deserve this. I'm not good enough. I don't understand enough. This is not for me. That's a good one, right? This is not for me. That's an easy one to say.
Yeah.
You immediately follow that up. Yeah, right? And then what did Daniel say? He goes, no, screw that. I'm not listening to myself. I'm just going to do it. If Justin did it, I can do it.
I'm just as much of a surfing bum, skateboarding, snowboarding bum as you, man. Like, I could do it.
That's it.
And I don't mean bum in a derogatory sense. I mean like, hey, we're just two dudes from the beach, man. Like, making it happen.
We're just two dudes from the beach. I mean, that's literally it. You know, two dudes from the beach with dreams, you know, that say, I don't want to, you know, I got a goal and I want to accomplish it. Oh, and by the way, you know, I set out to do this thing called wholesaling houses, and oh my God, there's some little things that are happening here. Well, guess what? I'm not going to lose. It's that compulsive mentality, you know, that's just like, I'm just going to keep pushing.